We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it's Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network on Good Morning Football. One of his colleagues at NFL Network is joining us right now. NFL Network reporter Mike Giardi will be with us here on the Western Hotline. Your calls, is still always welcome. 803-0550. We've been talking about what you took away from the games you watched yesterday. We'll cover some of that with Mike. Mike, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, and thanks for coming on with us on the show today.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. Stress-free. No football yesterday for the Bills, Mike, so it was just easy. We sat back and relaxed, and there's a lot of stuff to get to with you in terms of big-picture stuff. Kansas City, the Bills beat them up pretty good. Tennessee just trashed them yesterday. What's wrong with Kansas City's offense right now? I know what's wrong with their defense, but the last 2 weeks, Mahomes has not looked good. What's going on?
Yeah, I think part of that is just pressing, right? I think that they feel like their Mahomes in particular feels like this defense isn't stopping anybody, and he's trying to make the superhuman play on every play, and that's just silly. He can't do it, and you know it leads to things like the turnovers. So I think he's got 9 interceptions now, which is I believe tied for the league lead or second in the league, and that's not good. That's far more than he threw last year. I think he only threw 6 last year. I also think the teams, the way they're approaching Kansas City, it's that, in New England, they used to say it's a GTFB, you know, get the blank back. And I think they're doing the same thing with Kansas City. We're not going to let, you know, Tyreek Hill get over the top of us, or we're going to try to prevent that. We're going to try to prevent Kelce from getting the big one, too. And we're going to make you nickel and dime us. And when your quarterback becomes impatient like he has, then, again, he's not willing Yeah, he doesn't seem like he's willing to take the 7 or 8 completions it takes to go down the length of the field. He's looking for that kill shot, and they're making mistakes.
We went into the season, a lot of us, obviously, talking about Kansas City was still the gold standard, right? The team to beat in the AFC. They got four losses. They have tiebreaker losing losses right now, too. The Chargers, the Bills, the Ravens, and the Titans. So Jeremy and I have pretty much written them off as a one seed. The division doesn't look promising for them either. What would you say about Kansas City? Are we talking best case scenario wild card right now?
Yeah, I would say that is the best case scenario for them. But there's a lot of stuff to fix. I mean, their defense. I read something last night. I think that in terms of money invested on the cap on their defense this year, they're like first or second in the league for that defense.
Wow.
Which, I mean, I don't quite know how you fix that. If you start looking at the guys that are underperforming, there is so much wrong with that defense, and quite frankly there has been for a couple of years now. So I don't know how they fix that. I'm sure they'll try to, you know, add a body or two at the deadline if they can, based on cap considerations. But I mean, again, what kind of body are you adding at this point, you know, in terms of impact players? I think that to me is galling. Just the way their defense looks, it's never been that good to begin with, and now it looks like it's, you know, bottom 5 in the league.
Mike, if you look at the AFC standings today, Cincinnati is in the one spot. I'm going to guess nobody had that going on after 7 games. So did they just have one of those days where everything worked yesterday, or are we talking the Bengals are legit in this top of the AFC discussion?
I am not ready to proclaim them as legit. But I will say, you know, the collection of talent that they have there, you know, from a skill position standpoint is, you know, as good as anybody in the league. And what Ja'Marr Chase has been able to do as a rookie, and I know yesterday going over 200 yards, but, I mean, this started weeks ago with him and his, you know, that sort of chemistry that he has with Joe Burrow. which, you know, we had this huge debate about Chase twice, right? It was before the draft. It was, well, they need to draft Sewell, the offensive lineman, because they don't protect Burrow. And then in the summer, it was, my God, Chase can't catch the ball. He's talking about how the ball does, the lines on the ball, and he can't pick it up right. And you're like, oh my God, what have they done? What they did was they picked the best rookie, it appears, in the entire draft, and he's just been such an impact player. But, now they're getting some success. Now teams aren't looking at them as the same old Cincinnati, and we'll see how this sort of plays out. But, clearly a much better football team than we thought, and someone that has to be taken somewhat seriously here.
How about the 2 seed right now, Vegas? Are they that good? I mean, do you take them seriously?
That's a very good question, because we've been in this place with them before, yep. Like last year. So they have these moments in their highs where they look really good, and then all of a sudden they turn around and they lose 3 in a row. And, the bottom falls out. So this is a little stretch again for them, but I need to see it for 4 or 5 more weeks before I'm ready to declare them as a legit contender. I will say, they've shown a lot of, I think, professional pride with all the stuff that's gone on around them. You could have easily just said, this year's, let's go in the tank. And they haven't. They played really hard for Rich. And Derek is, again, Derek's had these streaks again, where right now his streak is putting him as one of the better quarterbacks in the league. I don't know that I would say that over the course of 17, but right now he's in that conversation.
Mike, a couple of weeks ago, before the Bills played the Titans, Jeremy and I were talking about that, about the Titans and that matchup. And I know I had said I was really having a hard time trying to figure out what to make of Tennessee. I like their offense, but I was very skeptical of their defense. They beat the Bills. They blow out Kansas City. What's your opinion on Tennessee in this, discussion of who's at the top of the conference?
Now, stop me if this sounds like a broken record, but we've seen this before from Tennessee as well, where their highs have you thinking this is one of the better teams in the league, and then, their lows, they lose to the Jets, which is really hard to explain after watching the Jets yesterday in New England. But I think what they've done over the last few weeks in particular is they've done a better job of protecting Tannehill. They've gotten a little bit healthier. And I think when Ryan's able to get his back foot in the ground and sort of plant it and rip it, he can plant it and rip it as well as anybody. And Derek has been, this is the third year in a row of, like, can he keep doing this? Yeah, he can keep doing it. He's this good. They just needed, I felt going into the year, based on what they had done with their offense, and the Julio Jones thing hasn't quite worked because he's been hurt, but just in general, I looked at their offense and said, this is a 30-point-per-game offense, I think, on a consistent basis, especially if they get the real Julio. To me, it was all about their defense, and could their defense just be middle of the road? Because they were not last year, and they've really kind of struggled in that front, which is crazy with Vrabel being a defensive coach. But it appears there are some pieces in place now. Harold Landry's really emerged this year. He's having a great year. Sort of mixing and matching in the secondary because of injuries, but Kevin Byard's having another great year at safety. So maybe they have enough there, because, I believe legit, if their defense is a 14th to 16th ranked defense with that offense, they're a really dangerous team.
Mike Girardi with us from NFL Network. Now we'll get you into the division. You've seen a good chunk of Mac Jones this season. Mm-hmm. You've seen multiple Patriots games. So what are your thoughts on what you see from him so far? I mean, he is, out of the group of five, he's performing the best so far. What do you see from him?
Extremely intelligent, very accurate, especially with the short to mid-range stuff. There is no question that he's going to need to get stronger in the offseason and make some improvements to his arm strength. I think his arm is he's just good enough, or maybe just, he needs to be a little bit more there. And I don't think that's impossible to do. I think, not to compare him to the guy that was here for the better part of 2 decades, but when Tom Brady was a rookie, you're like, yeah, that guy doesn't have enough of an arm. And now we look at him and say, he's got as good an arm as anybody, and it has for a long time. I just think he needs to get stronger and make that part of it happen. And I think the other thing to me when I watch him and his development is they've had all kinds of problems on the offensive line. I think the money that they spend in free agency, a couple of those pieces on the skill position level, haven't done what they expected them to do. So I think by and large, they're really pleased with what they've seen from him. And he continues to grow week after week, and that's, you know, it's positive. There's no flatlining with him. He's shown improvements pretty much every week.
The other thing I want to ask you about New England, you know, we figured the offense would be better, but also work in progress because of the rookie quarterback. And I looked at New England and thought, well, their defense will also be better than it was last season, and that can make them a little bit more difficult to play this year. How has their defense looked so far?
Not nearly good enough. And they'll tell you that it hasn't been nearly good enough. When you looked at some of the numbers prior to a couple weeks ago, they were in the top seven, top eight in the league. But having watched them, anytime they needed a big stop, they didn't get it. Anytime they needed to stop a team on the ground in a big spot, they didn't get it. Like, they had that sort of thing where it was like, okay, it looked pretty good for 3.5 quarters, but here we are in a 4-minute offense. Can you stop them? Nope. You know, here they are, Miami in the opener, needs to get 10 yards, and they're going to do it on the ground in the final 2 minutes of the game. Can you stop them? Nope. You know, Brady at the end of that game got cooking after they had done a nice job against him. So they've made some strides, but I have to look at the competition. You know, like they were much better against the run against Houston a couple weeks ago. It's Houston. You know, they were much better against the Jets yesterday. It's the Jets. I think every time they played what we would consider a good opponent, their defense hasn't been good enough. So, you know, they're in L.A. next weekend. They got the Chargers. They got Herbert. The Chargers are still licking their wounds from when the Patriots beat them 45-0 last year. Like, that's a big spot. So you want to show me that your defense is taking that next step, that you're encouraged by what you've seen? Well, now go do it in L.A. Otherwise, you know, you could have me on next week and we'd be having the same conversation. They're just not doing enough.
We'll get you out on the other two teams, since the Bills will see the other two over the next three games. The quicker question is the Jets. You were there yesterday. Zach Wilson's injury. The Bills play the Jets in 3 weeks. Is there any word on what's going on with Wilson?
It appears that, well, the good news is I don't think it's an ACL. He's getting his MRI this morning, but they felt pretty confident that it wasn't the ACL. It does appear it's going to be a PCL injury, which is usually a multi-week injury. So, you know, as him being the hopeful franchise quarterback, I would expect that they will take it slow with him. So, you might not see him. He had a, like everybody for the Jets yesterday, was having a rough day. Not as bad as it was in week two when he played the Patriots, but he made a throw right before he got hurt that is the reason why he went number two and is the reason why Jets fans are, you know, keep their fingers crossed that, like, that could be the guy, because the throw was Mahomesian-like, and I'm not talking the Mahomes of this year. I'm talking the great Mahomes, you know, like on the run from to his left and put it absolutely on a dime, just an absolute laser 25 yards down the field. And like, that's the thing. He's capable of that. He just needs to be more consistent. And quite frankly, they got to do a better job of protecting him, because there was a lot of free rushers yesterday too.
And then finally, Miami, they're going to be here on Sunday. I think you were at the game opening week when they beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
They haven't won since. What's happened to the Dolphins?
A whole bunch of things, right? You know, I think nationally, I think locally, I think internally, which is the most important thing, they thought they were ready to take that next step. A lot of close losses last year. They were a borderline playoff team. You know, the Bills in week 17 when I was there put an end to that. But I think it's been failures in a variety of places. Offensive line's been terrible. Obviously, Tua got hurt early.
Yep.
They have the looming, lingering, is Tua the guy? Is Deshaun, are we trading for a guy who we don't know when he's ever going to play, you know, and give up assets for that? I think they moved around the draft board this year, and Jalen Waddle's a really nice player, but, you know, maybe had they stood pat, they could have taken Chase, they could have taken Sewell. Their offensive line's been a disaster. I mean, there are so many things. Their draft from last year where they had the four first-rounders, those guys aren't really working out, any of them, at this point, which is, you know, when you think you're transforming your team, you got to hit there. And, you know, they moved Austin Jackson from left tackle to left guard. I don't know that you pay premium, draft capital for that. I just know whose last name I can never say, the cornerback from Auburn. He's been a healthy scratch. Like, that's borderline disastrous with the kind of draft capital they had last year. So, they showed some fight yesterday. Tua put them in a position to win late, and, they gave Matt Ryan too much time. So that's just been their kind of year. I'll give them credit. I think they're still fighting, but I don't think that's going to get much better as they go forward.
I'm with you. I just call him Noah I. Jeremy can roll it off his tongue with
Igbenogany.
That guy. Yeah, I stopped trying.
You
Mike.
Said that. I mean, that pronunciation was clean. It was perfect. It was confident.
He's good.
I had to say it when they drafted him like six times, and I was like, I apologize to him every time. It wasn't happening.
This is why Jeremy's on the show. He gets all the names. I butcher all that stuff. folks, you can follow Mike on Twitter, at Mike Giardi, G-I-A-R-D-I, and you can watch his work on NFL Network. Mike, thanks for some time on the show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.